If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Max Bever is with the Chicago Board of Elections. Max, could this happen? It's my understanding, Miami, they just want to sync it up with federal elections because, of course, more people turn out. But is there anything that prevents that from happening here?
Well, we've got a lot of safeguards in the state of Illinois. So the big protection here is that commissioners, like our board commissioners at the Chicago Board, or clerks or recorders in charge of elections throughout the state, they can't unilaterally make decisions like what just happened in Miami. We're all put under the Illinois Election Code, and that is only updated by legislation when it is passed by both the Illinois House and Senate and then signed by the governor. So you want to add commissioners to your board? That's going to be up to the Illinois legislature. You want to change the primary date? It's got to be voted on by the legislature. Even topics like ranked choice voting, that's ultimately in the hands of our legislators. But as you mentioned, what seems to be one of the big issues here, too, is that the Miami Board took unilateral action without posing the questions to voters in the first place. I think that's something that Chicagoans have been very accustomed to seeing over the last few years, is referendum question, whether it be binding or not, appearing on their ballot, asking big questions if they want to make these changes. And that's ultimately not seen to what happened here in Miami.
We do love referendums in this city, but my issue with them is most of them are worded in such a way that you have to question whether you're voting the way you want to vote. I wish something could be done about that, but there's nothing to be done about that, right?
Yes, it is. So many different kind of small legal issues about how questions are worded on the ballot. I think that your listeners remember that was a big issue, and it went to court over the Bring Home Chicago question and how it was properly worded. But I think what we're seeing in Florida is one of the reasons why we have the system we do in the city of Chicago with our appointed Chicago election commissioners. It looks like these Miami commissioners, it's an elected position, so you see the people who are in charge of the elections on your ballot. That's not the setup that we have in Chicago. We have three different commissioners that are appointed by the circuit court, the chief judge. One has to be designated as identifying as Republican, and they have to come from backgrounds that are related to election and election law. And we're lucky that we've got commissioners that come from civil rights background, as well as a CPA who's certified in financial forensics and is a fraud examiner. But it's important that you don't see these commissioners. You'll never see their names on our own ballot or see them campaigning. So they have these 3 years terms, and as long as they are doing their job, they are continually going to get appointed and ultimately cannot make these type of unilateral changes. They are administrators. They serve as our electoral board, but again, they rule unanimous and work towards complete parity when it comes to those cases. And this is because this was a question that was put up to voters of Chicago all the way back in 1885. They were the ones who set up this system. It's really one of the only successful citywide binding referendum questions. It was back in 1885. They said, hey, should we get the elections out of the mayor's control, out of City Hall? And that's exactly what they did. And we've really had a lot of the same setup since all the way back then.
My gosh, that's impressive. Thank you for giving us a history lesson on that. To think that in 1885, they got it right and it still stands today.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we do, you know, sometimes election laws do need to be tweaked. You know, we are heading into the future. There's new technologies. You know, there's also lots of talks about exploring different primary dates, too. But I think we can look back to just a few years ago when the Illinois legislature did try that. The usual March primary date for the midterm was moved to June 28th, 2022, to give a little bit more time for extra census maps, but also test out a theory of whether or not turnout would improve if it was warmer weather. Given that we saw only about a 22% citywide turnout for that election in the city of Chicago, seemed to give us some evidence that it wasn't necessarily moving it to a warming month. And despite maybe issues that we see in March, voters are generally used to the calendar as it appears. And that might be some of the issues that ultimately the voters in Miami see, is that voters are creatures of habit. They know what the election dates are. They know where their polling place generally is. And if an election commission makes big changes, well, then they really need to be responsible to the voters for letting them know about those changes.
Especially a change that includes the mayor, whose term ends at the end of the year, being extended another year in office. I think that would set just about anybody on a path to put a stop to it.
You know, I think that that is a true statement, and I think that it's is why the systems, especially when it comes to our election laws, are set up in the way that in Illinois as they are, so that you don't have Chicago City Hall or the mayor's office making these kinds of unilateral decisions. So it is one that's up to our Illinois legislature. They amend the Illinois Election Code. So if your listeners do have these type of questions or opinions on election topics, especially dates or, you know, even things like ranked choice voting, they should definitely reach out to their state legislators to continue that conversation.
Thank you so much, Max. Always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Max Bever, Director of Public Information, is Chicago Board of Elections.